Approval of the minutes of our last meeting. If you've had a chance to take a look, maybe you could get a motion to approve.
I have one possible typo here.
Would you talk a little louder?
Yes, I have one possible typo on page 2, section C. John Sorgenfrey reported the website statistics were done. I think that should mean down. Is that not true?
Probably right.
The word should be down.
Down.
It says done.
Hey, we're coming on. You have your voice just got a little.
It's not doing too well. That's the only comment I have.
Okay, so maybe we could get a motion to approve with a correction.
Okay, I'll move that with the correction, we approve the minutes of the meeting
of Thursday, December 21st.
You a second?
2006.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Visitor Center report. Mr. Candela.
This is on now? Okay. Well, good morning. a few things. If you remember last month, we looked at our website and we saw that there were some downward trends, I mean, major ones. Well, we found out that apparently when we switched over, there was a lag of where the information was going to, what server it was going to end up at. And so we had a discrepancy in November, and November was actually much higher than what we anticipated or what was actually reported, and as well as December. So the actual numbers for November were 414,000. John, if you want to check, I think that's...
No, that matches what we discovered, too, that
had looked at once before. Is there any questions about some of the stuff that I have to apologize for not getting it to you sooner? Have a chance to take a look at that.
On these reports that you gave us here,
uh-huh.
I mean, I see it obviously at the top. It says sessions, page views, hits, and bytes, but where it doesn't necessarily indicate on each page what it is representing. Am I missing that?
No, and when it comes out on the copy machine, it doesn't highlight the way it highlights on the. And typically, we highlight it. So you can see if you want to look at
here I see.
All right, yeah. 3,145,000. You know, that's the range. Okay, so as the monthly average was.
If you'd like, I have a little more detailed. I normally do it on mine, but maybe we'd want to go ahead and just
sure.
Get my input on the web.
Yeah. Typically they come out and they come out with 1 month, and then we put the amounts there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what happened this morning. So
great.
It's all there, and I can give you all of the numbers. And I guess John has a little better breakdown than.
What this shows is that it'll talk about accommodations page got 2,225 visits. The plan a trip page, which is a brand new feature on the website, got 2,000 hits roughly. The activities page got 1,568. And then I think, again, the one of the numbers that I always look at as far as it relates to the advertising effectiveness is where you see no referral. We're still getting over 65% that are typing in www.morrobay.org, which you would think that one way they're going to be able to discover that would be through advertising and promotion. So that gives you sort of a picture of that. And then my numbers matched up with what Peter had said as far as there was a little lag in the reporting as we switched servers. But our averages were pretty consistent, although usually in November, December, they're much less than they would have been obviously in the summertime or in the fall. We're getting into a period between probably November through January that we're going to just be, it's reflective on the amount of business that we do in the town. We're going to see less web activity too.
I think it's important to emphasize the statement that you made with regards to the no referral. And I rely on my traffic through other websites, as opposed to this website is found directly by people typing in morrobay.org. And the only way, I mean, you could think if we own morrobay.com, it would be a lot more, you know, you would think it'd be a lot more natural to see that number that high. But because we are a .org, I think it directly reflects people knowing to type that in. And for my money, the only way they would know that, for the most part, except for those repeat type customers, would be that they've seen it somewhere. So that's my I just think that that's a really important thing to emphasize.
I think also that with these statistics, one thing that is encouraging is that a brand new feature of the website, which was Plan a Trip, was right underneath accommodations, which always wins out. So obviously people are embracing that and using it. So hopefully we've selected the right, you know, service for them on the website. So people do like that.
Super. Anything else, Peter?
Oh, just a couple of reminders. Tonight is our mixer at Edward Jones, Andrea Kleffelt. That's across the street from the post office. I believe it's 501 Harbor Boulevard. And anyone who'd like to attend to a chamber mixer, it's tonight. It starts at 5:30. And then, of course, the other things coming up are installation dinner, the 27th of this month. It's at Rose's restaurant, and that's at 5:30. And tickets you can buy at the chamber. And then in February, we have the tall ships coming in. I believe it's the 22nd to verify what that is. It is the 22nd. We have two of the ships coming in. We have a Texas Hold'em tournament actually on February 3rd in this building right here. Any of those, you can. If you wanted more information, just call the chamber, and we'll be glad to supply it all.
Great.
Good.
Thank you. If there's anything else, nothing else for Peter, we move on to the budget report. I'm going to refer to John. You have a financial statement in your packet. I think John's going to update us on our current. Just for the folks out there, we receive a department statement from the city's finance department with regards to the promotions committee budget that's broke down into three different categories. However, those
are in the middle of the process of spending the funds. We're current level at about $42,000. We have about we've spent roughly a third of the budget, and as we get into the February, March, April, May, I mean, our budget cutoff is in June. The rest of those expenditures will be done. As you can see, we're kind of conservatively spending as we go because of the limited amount that we have in some of those particular categories. But our big push was really in the early fall. We go a little lighter in the January months because we've kind of elected that we can't chase something or catch something we can't chase or whatever. But usually we'll get real heavy right as we get into the end of February and into March and April and May, and then hopefully build for that spring and early summer.
So we're pretty much on track with what?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Great. Any questions for John? Also, sure, David.
I just wonder, I haven't gotten a copy of the DVD yet, or the packet.
Your check will be in the mail for that segue for me. Pass those down.
Did we...
Way to go, David.
Good job. Do we have a supply of these at the visitor center at all?
I don't think we do.
Because there's been a few people that have asked. I know that I passed a couple of them out
okay.
a few weeks ago, and I know that there's some folks interested. This is our promotions committee press DVD. It's also available for viewing on the website. Mm-hmm. But if you'd like a copy of it, you're more than welcome to have one. And we'll get a supply, I believe, down to the visitor center, which would be a good place. And Peter's got three now. So, and I know I already have one. So anybody here that's interested in getting this is more than welcome to these.
And
so
also,
it's wonderful.
The information board, the info board that's in front of the chamber or off to the side of the chamber, this is actually in there. So every, when it goes through its cycle, then this comes on, so you have a chance to see it down there as well.
Okay. And there's actually three of them, three info boards. There's one at the visitor center, there's one down by the Flying Dutchman, and I believe there's also one up at the mobile station.
But they don't all have the DVD capabilities. It's just,
aren't they all heading to the flat screen, touch screen?
I think they are, but there's only one that I know that's operating.
Public relations would be time that we've spent in working with, you know, doing some of the PR we've already done, like with Coastal Living, and then I've got some things to talk about for the tall ships.
But is there enough money to duplicate? Do we have?
We've already done the duplication.
Oh, you've got a place. Yeah.
How many do we have?
500.
We have 500 of these. So. Great. Any other questions? Also, the promotions committee receives a transient occupancy tax report every month, delivered by the finance department for us to look at, so we can kind of track how the TOT is going in the city. And so, in looking at over November, it looks like the TOT is up slightly, about $8,000 from last November. But what strikes me is something that I've been talking about is the occupancy rate. And if you will see, the occupancy rate is down 2 percentage points from last November. And that kind of reflects in the statement made by Janice and what those of us in the business have been feeling a little bit here in Morro Bay, is that while the TOT seems to be holding steady, there's just fewer people coming to town right now. And so that reflects, I think 2 percentage points is a drop of about 5% from last November. So that's that. Anything else on the budget stuff?
We don't have a room count. So.
I actually emailed Susan, our finance director, Mrs. Slayton, to ask her about that, because we've been also on our report, they we get a room count of the number of rooms in Morro Bay, and that varies because people do renovations, people have done some teardowns over the years, and so the number can fluctuate, and we see from last year that it did. However, since September, we haven't been given a total number of rooms in the city. For the most part, it's remained steady since last May of 875 rooms, and so that number is carried through August. So in some ways, we can almost assume that it hasn't changed a whole lot. I know that the new property on Moore Road isn't up and running yet. There we go.
So it would affect the occupancy rate a little bit, though, wouldn't it, in terms of dollars?
It could.
Because it's a percentage of the rooms.
Mm-hmm. We're going to embrace certain city events that were of a higher level, such as the Harbor Festival, the Tall Ships. And it was a consensus by the committee that we would go ahead and promote the Tall Ships as best we could and really go beyond what we normally do in the past. So what I first did, and I think everybody received this email, I sent an email off to a person at the that owns the Hawaiian Chieftain, and also now I guess they also own the Lady Washington. So it worked out really well that instead of having to communicate with two groups, now we communicate just with one. And basically what I stated there was that I'll just read this it's not very lengthy, but just for the benefit of those who did not get it. A few years ago, our firm worked with the HM Bark Endeavor staff on a very successful visit, one of the largest on the West Coast in Morro Bay, as a result of several PR activities and opportunities. A few of these things that we did was contacting the ship at sea as it was getting closer to Morro Bay. We had several radio stations calling them to get updates and then broadcasted those calls on air during drive time in our local market. And you were a part of that, Ed. Ed got some of that done on KVEC for us. Also, stations were calling to get updates. We showed a pre-produced video on the ship on our local leased access cable stations, which was courtesy of Charter Communications. Finally, we put a reporter from one of the local network television stations on board the ship for several nights to file a story. This feature was shown on the evening news over several days. I was wondering if any of these opportunities would be available for your two ships. I'm sure with the added exposure, we could really increase the paid tours of the ship and increase passenger counts. We also could use picture CDs as well as several press kits if you have those available. Please send me the details. So I sent that email off to this person that was on the website, never heard anything back. So I was thinking, it was getting pretty discouraged, feeling like, well, they're not obviously going to embrace this. Well, then I called and discovered that person had either quit or been fired, and that there was a brand new person. And that was good news because he's very enthusiastic. He's only been there for about a week. And so I got his email back, or then I found out who to send it to. I sent him that email I just read, and this is his reply. This is great. Let's do it. All of these items you mentioned are possible. Although we don't currently have a pre-produced video available, we may be able to change that in time. Radio stations. We can have the boat call in at a predetermined time. We can do this as we leave Ventura on President's Day. Press kits, those will be coming soon. And basically then just a follow-up to talk with him directly. So then I sent an email to the news director at KSBY, who has, I think we've had probably three news directors since the Endeavor was here, so he's not privy to it. And again, same kind of thing. I didn't hear anything back for about 2 days, and I was getting discouraged, so I called him. And basically, I mean, I didn't threaten, but I just gave him the reality is that if you guys don't want to do it, I'm going to call KCOY, but I wanted to give you the opportunity since you did such a great job last time. And I got a call back from him, and he said, yeah, let's go for it. So the last email I had, which was actually about 7 this morning as I stopped at my office, was, can we only stay for one night? And I'm sure the answer is no, because they're basically, originally what I was thinking is we would have them go from Ventura to Morro Bay, but that wouldn't work because we want to have them have time to post the show, the feature that they would be doing on KSBY. So the logical thing would be to have them go from Oxnard to Ventura. Then they'd get off on the ship, somebody would pick them up, and then they'd go back, you know, to San Luis to do the story. So the problem is that there's not really any stop-off point between Oxnard and Ventura unless they want to jump ship and swim. they're going to be committed to two nights, which I don't think will be a deal-breaker because originally he'd agreed to that. So it's all good news. I think that we can make this a little mini Endeavor campaign. We've got a really enthusiastic person in the Lady Washington Hawaiian Chieftain representative. And I've already got KSBY on board. I feel confident I can get the radio stations to do the call-ins. Unfortunately, they don't have any video currently. They may gain video through this KSBY situation, so there's really not much we can do as far as the television goes. But as you can see, we roughed out a poster. My artist did this. It's a rough at this point, but basically the theme's going to be all hands on deck. And the tall ships are coming to Morro Bay, and then there's some copy there that talks about the ships and gives the dates. And what I would propose is that we have some money in our fire sale budget to, and I don't have an accurate reading on this, but it would be nominal, the cost to get some of these produced and get these out not only in San Luis Obispo County, but I'd like to work through some of the media outlets that we have in the valley and get these posters over in the valley as well. And would also make a great ad if we could figure out a way to, you know, try to trade that out. But excuse me, there you see the first efforts, and next day or two we'll develop a whole press kit that will go. It won't just be a simply faxing over a press release. I want to send this poster, send the high-res photos, and really try to do a little more of an outreach. And we have several people. We have a big client in Bakersfield, which is helpful because then we can rely on the TV stations there to help us out as a favor. But I think this, I don't think this is going to be a hard sell at all. I mean, I think that the Bakersfield and Fresno particularly will embrace this totally.
Well, not to mention the commitment that we've made on a couple of the TV stations over in those two areas, as well as the big newspapers that are over there. I would think that they'd...
I don't think we'll have a problem getting this out, but you're right. I mean, we need to get it out now, so we'll be doing that. And then we're also going to be working with the website to get this poster placed on the website as well and have all the information as far as the tours and the times and costs and all that.
John, last time we did this promotion, what kind of media pickup did we get in the valley and around out of the area?
Well, we last time the Endeavor was a little more sophisticated in what they had available. They had video, they had B-roll footage of the ships, and so we were able to get that on the news over into the valley as well. I still feel like that we'll be able to get, you know, get that kind of coverage. It's not quite as big a deal as the Endeavor was, because the Endeavor had never been here before. It had never been on the, never been in America before. So in that sense, it was a little bigger story, but I have no doubt that we're going to be able to cover, you know, get a good coverage for it.
Well, as far as some of the Valley media over there, they may not be aware that these guys have ever been in the United States, even though they're stationed here.
Right. So. I think that we've gotten in the past a fair amount of people visiting because we've had good local press, but we'll definitely try to expand that out, and that's really the difference this time. I think also with... you know, with our KSBY feature, the thing to keep in mind is, I mean, that's shown all the way from Ventura, you know, on up to Paso Robles, so we'll cover that market too. And granted, they're going to be going to Ventura as well and Oxnard, but it gives people an opportunity to come here and see them.
When we do this promotion, is it possible, I know, I mean, obviously the tall ships seem like they come in at least a couple, if not two, three times a year. Is it possible to attach some future dates as well, or do you think that that would dilute the promotion?
No, I think we can certainly do that. I think the main thing will be we don't want to confuse people. We want them to let them know that it's this particular weekend. But I think also the information that we could provide, you know, to people who do come, and it seems like that I would think it'll be real close. But maybe by our next meeting in February, we'll be able to have the Coastal Living feature that's going to be running, and it's going to be particularly about birding in Morro Bay, and I believe it'll be at least two or three page feature in Coastal Living magazine, which is a national publication. And that's pretty much all I have.
Great. Thanks. Any questions for John?
I have some other things, but they're on the agenda, so I'll just wait till that.
Thank you for the coffee, Billy.
You're welcome.
And good morning. Take a breath. Huh? Public Relations Subcommittee report. Mr. Weissman.
Well, the committee didn't actually meet this past...
Turn your mic on.
Oh, it is on.
Okay, fine.
Green light's on. The committee didn't meet this past month, but there are certain things that have come up that we have a reason to meet now and discuss. I think we'll have our meeting, so it'll be a late January, early February meeting. In the public relations, there's some things I'll pass out. Can we get something on the? Can we get something on this? Yeah, how about something along? Well, let's see what we could do about that. There was an article just this week in the Tribune on tourism. I'll pass. Copy here. These around. Tourism has been a couple of stories in the Tribune. They had stuff about the Visitor and Conference Bureau in San Luis. And here they mentioned Morro Bay in the back of the article. You can see, if you turn it over, Morro Bay, as compared to the other North Coast specifically in the county, is the only one that actually uses the word tourism. And I'm curious as to where they're getting their information from. It says, as a way to offset the economic effects of a dwindling fishing industry, the city will launch a campaign this year encouraging residents to promote and embrace tourism. Local businesses will work with the city on an I Love Tourist campaign. This is kind of old news, and that's what sort of surprises me where they're or how they're pulling this out of the file. So I was thinking maybe the Public Relations Subcommittee in its next meeting might draft perhaps a letter of response to the Tribune updating them on what's actually going on. It seems the same Tribune starting in December and running over a course of a week were a bunch of articles back and forth, and I have them here. I did not have a chance to photocopy them yet, though I have cut them and pasted them, about hunting in Morro Bay and how it affects tourism. And there was a kind of, like I say, a back and a forth on this, five articles. And the point on this I would bring up is that regardless of anyone's particular view on the subject of hunting, as Ed correctly pointed out in a smaller meeting we had, it's not Morro Bay's decision. It's California Department of Fish and Game. So in a lot of these articles, people are pointing, well, I'm not coming to Morro Bay if this is what they do. Well, that's the reason I come to Morro Bay. And you have this back and forth. It's not about Morro Bay. And so, again, maybe the Public Relations Subcommittee needs to draft a letter and then get approval of the committee to put back into the Tribune saying, hey, we see the back and forth on this. We know it's an issue City Council addresses or has addressed, but the decisions aren't made by Morro Bay or the city of Morro Bay about the hunting. So we have to find a way to put a spin on it as not to either discourage the tourists or slight the hunters, but remember that there's way more to Morro Bay than that. That's what we'll have to do in our meeting, is somehow craft a response to this that gets the tourism business out of the political fray of the issue so that we don't have a negative effect or receive a negative effect from it. So I will have, I discovered I used to pay for all the photocopies for all the stuff myself, and then I found out I can go to the City Hall and have them do that for us. It makes life a lot easier. Yeah. And that was so those will be two things we can take up. And then the third one is going back to Slow C. I know that there are folks here, visitors today, who may remember it was, I guess, two meetings ago.
Yeah. Probably four.
2 months ago. I'm sorry, in months. I'm thinking 2 months ago, that the folks from who are doing the scientific study from combination of Cal Poly and University of California, Los Angeles, came to town and did their presentation. And although that meeting went for the roundtable and the business community, apparently the outreach wasn't far enough on their part, because in their attempt to decide how the environment has a dollar and cent value and benefit for Morro Bay, the first venue they were choosing was the Bird Festival, and I guess for a variety of reasons they were unable to conduct the survey information they needed at that time. And so I'd like to take the opportunity to the public viewing at home and others to introduce them. And I think we will have the representative, Allison Chang, here. And I think what these guys are looking for is an actual count of the hands. And I'm hoping that the Bird Festival, which has volunteered their data for the last 5 years, we will have the professors call them and try and make the most of what they can with that retroactive data. But that's we're looking for a more scientific approach to this, so that the other events, be it the Harbor Festival, which is related to water and the nature, and other events will welcome these professors and their academic study. This is a study valued at $30,000 or $40,000 or more, and it's something we certainly couldn't have afforded to do as a city to gather this data. So we should hopefully work to cooperate with them, as they are more than willing to cooperate with us in gathering this data over the next two or so years, so we really can know exactly what the benefit of the environment is in dollars and cents to the businesses in Morro Bay. And we'll welcome the participation of others. I don't know how we can do that. Should we actually have these folks come to a public comment at an upcoming meeting? And how do we give them a chance to make their presentation best again to the other part of the community beyond the business?
Well, as we talked about, you know, a few weeks ago, one of the things that they need to do is they need to go before City Council, a public comment.
That's what
people do. Either that, if they've got an actual real presentation to make, I'm sure they could ask to be agendized, you know, and get a little bit more time than just 3 minutes. But I think it's important enough to the community that they're on grants and they've got a full time with Allison involved, and we're talking about you know, the guy from UCLA, is it Mr. Linwood? He's a professor of economics. He's a PhD in economics, I believe.
Yeah.
And then he's also working directly with associate professor of biology at Cal Poly. So, I mean, this is a big deal and an opportunity. Their office is in with the NEP, the National Estuary, down at Marina Square. So they're here. And I understand they're here for 3 years. So something like that.
And then the last thing I would say is the thing we just heard. You had an article about, what was the last article you had up, Ed, before I spoke? Because I was making a note and doing two things.
What are you pointing at me for?
Dobbs, right to the tall ship. Something about radio coverage. It was talking about the outreach and the marketing just yesterday, and I'd hoped we would have had we don't have the internet connection that, you know, how Bob Lloyd's always sitting there going on websites for us. On the National Public Radio, if you go to the NPR.org yesterday, click on Morning and somehow, because this was, you know, again, because you were putting a dollar value on the free coverage from the Hearst Castle.
Oh.
I was thinking, well, the NPR is likely to be also an upscale market of people devoted to a very specific thing. And it would be great if we could do that. Now, the success here was, of course, that the whooping cranes had made a comeback due to conservation efforts, and it's got sex appeal, as they say, because it was an endangered species. And I'm thinking, well, you know, it's funny because the plovers are cute. Now, great, the whooping crane is the tallest standing bird. It's 5 feet tall. It has giant wings, and it makes that crazy noise. Well, then the plovers are endangered. They're cute. They're small. I don't know. Maybe you'd have to go with a sort of a cuddly approach on it or something like that. But obviously these people have taken an endangered species and made it worthy of national news coverage, and it ran at 7 and it ran again at 8. So I say maybe we need to also, and I will point this out to Alice and the others, to look at the dollar value that also comes from having endangered species around and how that might work. They're cute, they're cuddly. I don't know if we need to have sort of small, like, plush toy ones for the kids or something, but, you know, it just seems to be that they managed to milk that pretty darn good. So endangered species equal dollars, and I think that fits in with the slow sea thing, so maybe we'll have a chance to look at that. But anyway, Ed and Heather and I will pick a day sometime in February, and we'll follow up on all these newspaper things, because if we can keep our name in print by getting letters or editorials back in, I think that helps with our idea of local in-county. Well, there you go. That was an interesting. I can't get used to the bifocal thing. The distance is crazy. I keep going like this. Local in-county tourist and trying to draw more people locally. Obviously, county tourism is suddenly a hot topic, so we'll try and milk that.
Well, you have a job to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
But coffee first.
Coffee first. Website, subcommittee report. Where'd he go? Oh, Billy's trying to make coffee outside.
He knew you were going to call, and I'm still
rambling. Yeah, he knew that, huh? Greg, are you ready, or are you still kind of, you think you are? Bill,
yes.
You have a website subcommittee report?
Yes, I do. Amongst everything else that's going on. We met yesterday, although there's been a lot of activity with the website. We did meet yesterday. We want to do some research and find out what kind of a value they have, and the Chamber's interested in starting to sell those spots. So we're interested, the Chamber's interested in how the Promotions Committee, we'd like to get some input from the Promotions Committee as well as the city and
So what's good. Next?
Getting input from the Promotions Committee.
So is this something that you want to agendize or?
Yes.
And so do you want to word it so Bob can have it in our next agenda?
We'd like to agendize the a discussion on selling, the Chamber selling banner ads on the website. And we should have more information as far as what those spots are worth. Or
I think that if I could, I think what part of the discussion yesterday was as far as what are the first steps. And one of the questions was, and something that I raised, is that it's probably at some point appropriate to weigh in on the city attorney, you know, the view of that as far as the, you know, because there is money that's given out of public funds to support the website and how that comes about, and there was discussion maybe we'll go do that first, but I think everybody wanted to let the Promotions Committee know that this was the idea behind, you know, what the Chamber would like to do, and rather than all of a sudden it, you know, come from the city attorney that this has already been investigated, the Promotions Committee at least be aware that, you know, this is something the Chamber would like to do. So I don't know if you would want to do them simultaneously or if you want to have the Promotions Committee talk first or but it seems like at some point, just as your consultant, somewhere down the line, and maybe Bob can, you know, he might know better than I, but that would probably be something that would need to be addressed as well.
If we discuss this the next time around, I'll try and have some information from the city attorney about the money aspect of it.
Okay.
And it seems to me that one topic that the committee might want to look at with regard to this is how this affects the mission of the site with regard to promotion in general and whether it's consistent with it and how those kinds of issues play out.
I agree. And I know that we've been, John's forever been preaching that packages and things are the hook for the average tourist to entice them to come to any community. And this might be a way of, you know, just an idea, thought, deal with regards to that. So
what they're selling. I mean, obviously, if you're a hotel, you'd probably like to be on the accommodations page. If, you know, the webcam is probably going to be a very heavy trafficked page. That would have added value. But those are all issues that, you know, we can discuss later on.
The only thing I might suggest, Bill, is that between now and our next meeting, maybe you could come up with some websites from other communities, or one or two or something, that's doing what, you know, what the Chamber's thinking about doing, and maybe we could take a look at those.
All right.
To, you know, just some concept stuff or whatever.
Okay.
For our discussion.
Yes. The second part is just a notification for the, it's on. I'll get closer to it. The Chamber has put together another site called mbchamberstore.com, and it is the shopping cart for the Chamber, where local merchants will be able to sell their products. We haven't determined all of the financial ends of that as far as how the sales would be handled and everything. We're in the process of it, but the site's actually there and up and something that people can start to look at. And for the local community, people who have businesses in town that are interested in selling products on a website, because the there'll be a direct link to it, then it'll be open. So take a look at the site and give us some feedback.
What's it again?
MB Chamber Store. MB standing for Morro Bay Chamber Store.
Billy.
I know.
I know the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce does sell banner ads. I think it's $1,000 for a year. And it's I know they have two URLs, so I know that one site is very specific to tourism. So you might take a look at them.
Okay. Yeah, the banner slots have a value. We're not sure how to figure out what those values are. But there are if anybody that's looked at the site has noticed, there's a little quotation on the right hand side column. There's always a little quotation and it keeps changing, and that's actually part of a rotating banner. And that's where an ad would go, is right into that slot above the quotation. And it's been left blank.
A week or so ago, and I didn't hear back from him regarding the idea, is any of are any of the Morro Bay logos or the city logo, are they copyrighted or trademarked? And I didn't hear back. So if you're maybe – you think they are?
Yeah, but I'll check.
Okay. Thank you.
I think part of it was Bob, is that we wanted to look at the at protecting Discover Your Better Nature and trademark that slogan
before the country of Costa Rica gets it.
But I mean, this it really does happen, and I mentioned this in the last meeting, and I'll be brief on this, but for those who didn't hear this, that Monterey went through this, where the city of Folsom had come to your senses, and Monterey didn't know that. And Monterey thought, well, and their ad agency, who was not me, sold it to them. And then they found out later, and they were going to get sued by the city of Folsom, and they had to cease and desist. So these things do work. And, you know, I think it's a great slogan. I think it's one that we've spent quite a few dollars promoting, and I think it makes sense for this as a destination. So it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to trademark it and protect ourselves.
And, John, I know this isn't really on the agenda, but you last meeting we talked about maybe adding a rock to like the logo that we had been kind of using. Is that still the plan, or where are we at with that?
Yeah, I can. We can certainly do that, adding a mark to it. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything else? Let's move new business discussion of additional funding for the Community Promotions Committee. I don't, John. Did you bring some copies of so we can pass out? Before we pass out, one idea was if for those of you being on the committee, when the funding for the promotions committee was cut a couple, three years ago, one of the things that happened to us was we lost almost all of our promotional dollars to spend in Southern California. We decided with our limited amount of funds that we would kind of pull in our horns. If you remember in this last marketing plan at the beginning of this fiscal, last fiscal year in July, and decided to concentrate more in over in the San Joaquin Valley where folks were a little bit more knowledgeable and it was a little less expensive to promote the city. That being said, one of the ideas that the group of business folks in town had thought were with the magazines and those things over in those two publications that we're currently doing, trying to go after the more affluent resident in Fresno and Bakersfield and surrounding areas. We thought that we had lost some of the affluency of the folks, the demographic that were coming to Morro Bay, and that is reflected in the lack of you know, whether it's attendance at restaurants or that, and just in general trying to kick up the quality of the visitor that comes to Morro Bay. To that end, I asked John to come up with some ideas on what he would do with, say, an additional $50,000. And so what you have before you is a copy of that marketing plan directed towards Southern California, and I'll turn it over to John to maybe you can kind of review that with us.
Okay. Basically looking at it's, and I won't go through it line by line, but the purpose of this was to, as Ed mentioned, to try to hit that upscale market of Southern California in a directed way, very targeted through print, supporting editorial, and then also other promotional opportunities, as well as using targeted cable advertising. And as Ed mentioned, this was really probably the one portion of the budget that suffered the most, was one, because of its cost, and also because we thought that it would be better to try to, instead of go after brand new people, to remind the Valley people that, you know, we're here and that they need to come, and educating the new people. But Southern California has always been important, and that's why it was part of the plan originally. But several features that are aspects of this was looking at a targeted magazine, regional publication, which is Calabasas, which has 60,000 readers. It covers not just the city of Calabasas, but Toluca Lake, Studio City, North Hollywood, Sherman Oaks, Encino, Tarzana, Woodland Hills, Chatsworth, North Ranch, Thousand Oaks. In other words, really pretty much all the San Fernando Valley, which is a very upscale market these days, and the average income is around $250,000. The recommendation was to run a full-page, four-color, and have three insertions. Basically, it's a bi-monthly publication, so it's March, April issue, May, June, August, September, and the total cost being $17,802. But what we would look to do is to try to encourage some co-op participation and have a co-op partner of $2,000 per business with the total of sharing the three insertions. So the out of the promotions budget would be $11,802. We'd have $6,000 from co-op support to stretch that exposure out. The basically the way the ad would work is the city would, the promotions committee through the city's funds would do the opening, you know, the banner, the heading and the close, talk about Morro Bay, and then there would be opportunities for whatever, say if it's a hotel, to have their logo and description of their property, or it would be a restaurant or an activity. Editorial support, we've talked with Calabasas, and if we committed to something like this, we would be able to get a feature story written about Morro Bay as a travel destination. They'd also like to focus in on the wine region that's nearby here, and of course they'd always, you know, want to talk about Hearst Castle and the ability to go to Hearst Castle from here as well. So aside from the ad, we would have supporting advertorial or editorial that would go along with that. The targeted cable advertising would be, again, a regional effort targeted specifically toward Calabasas and Thousand Oaks. The reason for this is this would further support the print campaign, so as somebody sees an ad in the magazine, they would also see it on their local cable station. And again, looking at the Calabasas, Thousand Oaks market predominantly for this, as you know, all cable systems are divided up, and you have to buy about 10 different systems to cover the whole Southern California area. But the sample flight would be a six-week campaign. This would take place in March and April and would be targeted on networks such as ESPN, Fox News, Travel Channel, Discovery, Bravo, Spike, which would be predominantly buying CSI and Prime, which is the reruns of CSI, highly rated cable program. Lifetime and Oxygen, hitting predominantly the women audience, and running 6A to midnight on weekends, but then concentrating during the week on 4P to midnight, in other words, prime time. Total cost of this would be $26,000. And then not forgetting our Southern California market in the south, which would be South Orange County, again, a very prominent upscale area of Santa Ana and Newport Beach. This reaches 70,000 cable subscribers, and again, would be a six-week flight. It would mirror pretty much what we would be doing with the Calabasas and Thousand Oaks flight. And the breakdown is there. The Calabasas magazine, $11,802. Orange County Cable, $10,000. The San Fernando Valley effort, $26,000. And then TV production, we'd estimate that as if we wanted to do a brand new TV spot, which we already have a spot, but if we wanted to do that, it would be $2,000. So the total campaign comes right around $50,000. And the idea here, as Ed mentioned, is to attract this upscale audience that when they come to Morro Bay, they're not only going to stay in the hotels, they're going to go to the restaurants, they're going to go into the art galleries, they're going to be that ideal tourist that we want to support the business community, where they're going to have disposable income that they can come and do more than just simply come for the day and go home. And through other efforts that I've had for other clients, this can really turn the page for a city if you start going after this demographic, and it takes a while. But as they discover it, and you know where we're targeting, this is a pretty easy day trip for, or not a day trip, but I mean within a 3-hour drive, they can come up here and spend the weekend. Or if they're empty nesters, they can come and spend time during the week. There's possible packages that we could do with the co-op partners that would further enhance the offer. But again, the whole idea behind this is to certainly to increase TOT, but also have a visitor that's going to come and going to spend some dollars in the city through, and then get the benefit of that, supporting the businesses.
So the idea of bringing this up to the committee was to get your approval on, if you so desired, on going before City Council at public comment, ask that it be agendized or something, and talking to whoever we needed to talk to see if this was a possibility that we could get done, and how important you feel, and if you want to tweak it or whatever, that's why we're here. So,
John, I've got a couple questions. Sorry, Ed. It sounds like this is kind of uncharted territory in terms of especially the Calabasas magazine. We've never run any ads in that publication.
No, we haven't, but we have been on those cable systems.
I thought we had been on the cable systems, but your intent with this promotion is to try and kind of break into a higher demographic down in Southern California?
Yeah, it's one of the print opportunities are pretty limited on what we can do, even with that type of budget. Mm-hmm. To try to go into the LA Times or any of those things, we just can't afford it. And the idea behind this was to, again, get a successful publication. It's been around a long time. But also, I think what will benefit that effort and make it successful would be the idea of getting the editorial as well.
Right.
Basically double our exposure in that publication. The reality is that regional publications like this, they will wheel and deal. For an ad, they'll give you editorial. Whereas if you do that to Sunset or Travel and Leisure, they'd be insulted and probably not write a story because you tried to bribe them. These people you can bribe. And we want to bribe them because we want the added exposure. That's one reason. But also it's targeted. You know. And again, it's really focusing on one particular area and then having the cable television support it. And I've always thought that San Fernando Valley market is really strong because they have the income. They have the ability to come. It's not a very, very lengthy drive for them. They may be burned out on Santa Barbara, or they may find Santa Barbara being too cost prohibitive these days, and they can just come a little further north and experience something that they haven't been able to experience for years, which again is a small, quaint coastal town. that's really the reason for that. But the Calabasas is unproven in that sense, yeah.
Well, you guessed that was my follow-up question, but I'll let Ed go. He had a question.
Oh, well, no, I don't have a question. Well, I was going to say that other than maybe Pacific Palisades, Beverly Hills, Brentwood, some of those areas of affluence, you've picked a great area. I've lived in this area before. I lived in Thousand Oaks. The area is very affluent, and those people do have the discretionary income to come to Morro Bay. So I agree with you very much on this. As far as the print versus the other types of media, I do agree with you also that it's much easier to go into the smaller publications in the affluent area than it is to go into the L.A. Times with the mass market reach. So I just question where we're going to get the $50,000 from. If there's a chance that we could get this money, let's do it.
Well,
if there's just a chance that we could get
it. Well, if you don't ask.
That's true. You don't ask, you don't get.
Well, my question was, when you look at Calabasas Magazine, you don't have to have a copy lying around, or is there an online site where we could go and watch one?
But I will get bring one.
Did I get it back to you?
I don't think so.
Are they online at calabasas.org?
I mean, but I had another one. I should have brought it. I'm sorry. I didn't
maybe find it online at calabasasmagazine.com or something. If we open it up and we see an ad from Morro Bay, I sound so nasal today. This is incredible. When, I get that masculine deep voice back. If we open up the magazine and look, who are we competing with? Is it mostly, given that Calabasas, and I lived in North Hollywood for a while too, it's kind of a horsey, woodsy, ranchy type of place. Are we competing against the palm springy, hot southern? Are we going to appear as the only cool coastal place other than Santa Barbara? Who would we be, or is Monterey a big person who we'd be competing with in the same magazine?
One of the things that's in some ways a positive and in other ways, you know, could be a possible negative is that, to give you an idea of what this magazine looks like, just imagine a much larger Central Coast magazine. It's about probably 2 to 3 times the size. It's pretty thick. Orange Coast magazine is another good example, if you're familiar with that. It's most of the ads are going to be local ads. They're high-end ads, plastic surgery, jewelry ads, wine ads, restaurants. Very few out of market.
So it would appear ads. Quite unique to see an ad from Morro Bay in something like
Unlike
that.
Unlike going into a strictly tourist publication where, you know, every ad is tourist-related. Mm-hmm. There were a few, but there are not many. And that's one reason why they would embrace this idea because, you know, frankly, for them, it's a new category and one they can go after and also a benefit to the readers because this is something that their readers will enjoy because they're going to get an idea of a destination.
That would be the trick would be because it's – So it's an upscale publication for people with money, but then we've said, but they could be burned out on Santa Barbara, not because of money, right, but because they simply have done it so many times, they're sick of it. So the idea is, how do you promote Morro Bay as being a class destination? So then we're not really stressing the, although I did hear the phrase used, that it is though a value, but you want to call it a value without making it sound cheap. To rich people. I don't know. It sounds like it's quite, you have
well,
to go quite an ad on that.
I think that it gets back to, you know, the aspect of the nature and being able to get away and relax and offer that to them. And again, that's unique. And the other aspect of this is tying in the wine region. You know, they can come here, they can stay in a nice, cool environment, especially as we get toward the summer months, and go to Paso and do their wine tasting. They can come back and stay at the beach. And I think that would be an element to what we'd want to talk to them about. We want to talk about all the other – it's a great place to make your home base and then travel and see some other things besides just the city.
No, that's quite right. You don't want to spend a lot of money on high-end wines and then have to sit in Paso at 106 degrees trying to sip that by the pool.
You know, as much fun as this is talking about the creative and stuff, we may be shooting darts in
if
the dark.
If we haven't got the money to do it.
If we haven't got the money to do it. And so I think you kind of – and we could kind of reel it back in a little bit and discuss the...
But you see how exciting it'll be once we do that.
Yeah. Well, Ed, can I make one more comment? I really feel like... I know we've tried this co-op tactic in the past, and I'm not sure that it's ever been very successful. I think the strength of this is that we really don't need to identify too many businesses who'd be interested in participating. But in my opinion, in terms of presentation to the city council, it seems very important that we express that we have the support of the business community, and the business community would like us to invest more money in advertising. And if we can maybe identify businesses who are interested in participating prior to the proposal, to the council, I think that it strengthens the opportunity for getting funds.
I don't disagree. I haven't had a chance to talk to John because I didn't know what the committee wanted to do with regards to the amount of money from a specific participating individual business, if that was the solicitation that was going to go out. But I will tell you that $2,000 for an individual hotel in this town, other than maybe the Inn at Morro Bay, is a big chunk of change.
It is.
And so we may have to revamp that co-op type deal to get it maybe more manageable. And I haven't talked to anybody. I'm just kind of throwing this out for what it's worth. So, what's the feeling of the group?
I'm in favor.
I'm in favor of it.
Would someone make a motion that we can that we proceed to
make a motion that we prepare this proposal for securing funding for an advanced advertising plan for Southern California to be brought before the City Council for consideration?
That's pretty substantial motion, isn't it?
Okay, please feel free to edit.
No. I'm fine.
I like
it again. Or do you want to do it?
No, I liked what he said. I'll second it.
Okay. You want to repeat it?
To prepare this advertising business plan for outreach for Southern California for an additional $50,000 in funding to be presented before the City Council and agendized therein.
Okay, I'll second that one.
All right.
That sounds good.
Okay. We had a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor? We did what?
The presentation itself. How are we going to plan?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how John, as far as preparation goes, the only thing that's left to be decided is the co-op part of this and how, maybe we could present it to council without the specifics of the co-op part and try to get a little research, but I'd like to throw the idea. See, that it's going to take a while to get it agendized, and all the time we're creeping up on a new budget cycle and the whole deal. So the sooner that we can get this out and about and see what council's reaction is to it.
Doesn't it begin actually in April, May, right? When was the first insertions?
March, April.
So right. We really would have to get moving on.
I think a very important component of this presentation, though, is when you're going to ask for $50,000, the return on investment. Now, we can show we have a budget, which we spend so much now, and it brings in so much money. The expectation of spending $50,000 bottom line will bring what type of business in dollar amount to the city, and I think that's very important to pinpoint that.
Well, the other idea,
because if we don't do that, you've got nothing to.
One thing you could do is that you could propose that you ask for $44,000, and with the anticipation that you're going to try to stretch this through co-op, and that's really how I designed it. I mean, if we don't get the co-op, we just don't do one issue. The idea behind it was that we try to make an effort to get the co-op to help stretch out the exposure. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't get it. I mean, we can still run the campaign. We just may not run one of the particular, pages.
I haven't asked Bob. I haven't asked council. I haven't asked anybody. Because I thought the process would be that we would, to get it agendized if it's going to be discussed in open by the city council. So I thought that I would just pose that to them at the next public comment period, which would be next Monday night, at which time the council could decide, if they so chose, whether or not they even wanted to agendize it for future. That being said, if it could get on a reasonably soon agenda, that would give us an opportunity to go ahead and do some homework and do our research and come up with the stuff that we needed to do a more of a formal presentation. So, there's work to be done on our part, but we can't move forward until we got approval of the promotions committee to do this, to ask. So that's why it's here today.
Okay.
Great.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be more than happy to take this to the next public comment period and see where it goes.
Sure.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Okay, let's move. John's got to leave in 10 minutes. Hopefully we can get this done and be done. Let me get the right one out here. Discussion of traveler coupon guide. One of the things that those of you, and I don't know if we can get one of these up on the screen. so folks could kind of see what we're talking about. We got approached here about a couple of weeks ago. Actually, one of the business owners here, Sean Styler, was approached by the ad sales rep for Traveler Coupon Guide. And any of you who've ever been to out and about have had to have seen these. I mean, they're distributed all over the Western United States. There's three different guides. There's the Traveler Coupon Guide, which we'll be discussing today, which is we call the Yellow Book. There's the Green Book, which is called the Traveler Discount Guide, and not to be confused, we'll probably end up confusing you with our discussion about this as we move on. And then a third one is a smaller publication called a Hotel Coupon Guide. And I can tell you from myself, and I'm sure other businesses agree, that's why there's so many of us in there, that it is really one of the true trackable marketing advertising vehicles that my business does and uses. And the return on the investment is incredible for me as far as trackability and the number of coupons. And for those of you who think that this is not does not appeal to the affluent, similar to what David was mentioning about Southern California, it seems, at least in my business, and if you were to look at my ad, you'd see that I probably am the most expensive in there. And I've never cared about that. I've cared about the value that they got, not competing with other businesses in town. And I can tell you that as many Mercedes and Lexuses come up into my parking lot with a coupon out of this book, as does, you know, Pintos and Chevettes. So it is true that the affluent folks like a deal just like everybody else, and they want value and bang for their buck. So
you wouldn't have me in Morro Bay if it hadn't been for this book. And I won't name the establishment because it's since changed names, but if I hadn't been rained out of a campsite somewhere else and gotten this book and found something for $21.95, I'd have never discovered Morro Bay in the first place. So yes, well, it's a valuable book.
So here's what the scoop is. We are automatically going to be Morro Bay is going to be featured on the front cover of this publication in hopefully the next issue. It is a monthly publication. So we will have a photograph of Morro Bay on the cover. That's free, no cost, no matter what that's happening. That's what kind of started this. What we'd like to do is take a look at incorporating the cover of that book and maybe insetting event photographs, listing events, something like that. Also within the photograph would be the 800 number to the visitor center, visit www.morrobay.org. And then on the right-hand side or somewhere on the page, and we'll leave that up to John, there would be it would say, see page such and such. Now, what happens when you go to page such and such, and if you find the Morro Bay part of the publication now, this is the
page 50.
There are 9 businesses that already contract and work with this publication here in Morro Bay. What the proposal is that, and if we have the green book somewhere, which is the, yep, if you open that up, John, to the Visalia section.
You want me to pass this around?
Sure. What's being proposed is that Morro Bay actually create a header, and this is where our participation would come in. We would take the one page of the guidebook and create a header that, similar to what Visalia has done, that would actually be a Morro Bay page, as opposed to Morro Bay being mixed with Paso Robles and some other cities now. That would occur on the left-hand side. It would be a header. Underneath that would be all, obviously, the current businesses, but also it would open up to solicitation, and there are some businesses that I've talked to who are not currently in this that would come in under this header, especially this time of year. The other thing that would occur is on the we're actually looking for 2 full pages. What would happen on the second page of that, it would be a local map that would be just pertaining to Morro Bay, directions to Hearst Castle, and those kinds of things. In addition, they would all the other features I talked about of going into the cover page. And the deal would be that we would do this for 2 months. And what we told the rep was that we're not interested if we can't have the cover for 2 months, not just one. And so they've agreed to that, to give us a cover for 2 months. It's an automatic for us because we already have so much participation, but it would also open up, again, the solicitation for that. That being said, the cost of doing this for that, basically to get the extra stuff on the cover that we want and to do the banner on the inside, and we can put that up if we want to put it up on the screen to kind of show what we're talking about. The cost would be $2,016 per month for the 2 months, so it's an additional $4,000. I asked John to take a look at what that compared to, because I gave him the media kit from this, and I asked if he would compare that to what the rack rate, if you want to call it rack in the hotel world, what the actual list price of doing this would be. And I don't know.
So this would be the this encompasses California and the other two states.
This is distributed to California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona.
The 1/12 of a page ad is the closest that I could see, and that was like $7,000. So it's definitely below what the rack rate would be, and that doesn't even include getting the cover and the other aspects of it.
When I sat down with the ad agency or their ad rep, I asked Sean Styler and John Solo to join me, and John was terrific because he pounded on the guy for about an hour, and he said, if you need me again, let me know. So I think what we'll do is the question is, where's the money going to come from, and if the group's even interested in doing this opportunity. I think it's terrific, and if it was worked at all, then we would approach the other publication down the road, maybe in the next fiscal year or whatever, maybe keep and try to do this, because I think this is would be a terrific exposure, especially when we're talking about the value that we have in Morro Bay compared to other communities in California, our competition.
Has there been a past issue of this? Because I see the cover, but I've never paid, I must admit, that much attention. And this current cover is rather generic, except for Reno, who's mentioned by name there. And would it be about where we have the mountains here? This would be essentially the image size of the Morro Rock that we'd be getting? And
yes.
Well, that certainly is.
I mean, whether you take our photographs from the billboard, for example, and those become the photographs that surround surround this and or whatever. And I'd leave that up to John to do the creative on it.
Ed, you said it was $2,016 a month?
Yes.
This is a 3-month magazine, isn't it? Not a 2-month. The Green
Light is 2 months. They've changed. That since this was the January, this issue came out, and it has quite a shelf life. So I know for the advertisers, there's a lapse. In other words, when one publication's getting ready to go on to the racks, the old ones are still there.
Right.
So the businesses are asked to extend the expiration date on the individual coupons so that there's some lap time, you know, between the two. But this publication is going monthly. Even though what you're seeing down here, January, February, March, they went from quarterly to monthly, and that's starting this next issue.
This next issue we just arrived.
The next one after
next
this.
Next month, which
so
would
April?
Be April. April, May.
Okay. What they're going to do is you're going to see the dates change down here. This thing's going to still probably be out there, but I'm sure that they're going to pull them when the new one comes out in February. So there's a new one coming out in February that's going to replace all these, and then from then on you'll just see, you know, February or whatever. Maybe they'll just for lag time they'll say February, March or something like that. But their idea is that this publication is going monthly. And it's hard for the advertisers too, because we've always been used to 2 and 3 month intervals or changing our ad, you know, every 3 or 4 months.
Ed, do they have a breakdown as to circulation? How many they print per state? How many are circulated?
John has the full media kit.
Because that'll have a bearing on the rate.
That was my question.
Oh, good. Two questions with one answer.
So, Ed, are you asking the promotions committee to authorize basically $4,000 for this?
Yes.
Do we have $4,000 to devote to this?
I don't know.
Well, basically, the way it's stated here is distributes millions of free guides at 1,000 targeted interstate locations.
because I've noticed this publication over the years, and I'm sure it's effective for many motels that are advertised in it, but in each rack, even down at the chamber, the end of the stacks of these things that are all over town that never get distributed. So out of the millions, you really need to know how many get into people's hands, and I don't think it's as many as they print.
I'm sure that's the case. I don't know what the actual, how many of them get in the hands. All I can tell you is that the businesses that I know of that are in here that I've talked to, the return on the investment they make as an individual tells me it gets into a lot of people's hands. And the distribution is all over, you know, all over Interstate 5. And what this has been is a great tool for drawing foreign travelers to Morro Bay, because we get a lot of foreign travelers that show up with these coupon books that are traveling up and down the highway. So I'm more than willing to John and I, we can get, if you want to put this off and continue it, we can do this and get some homework done for you.
What?
Because the other issue is to find out what we're going to do money-wise.
I have one other question, and it's just a question to the committee, and that is that this is a specific publication to benefit a specific business, and I know that there's ancillary benefits to other businesses by putting people in motels, like restaurants and shops and things like that. But if I had a restaurant, I might come to the committee and say, you know, here's a restaurant publication that has coupons in it, and why don't you help me along the same lines by putting an ad into this publication? So do we run into any problem with other businesses?
One of the things that's going on with, and I don't know if it's in the Green Book or not, but one of the other parts of this, that if we can extend this, and I didn't want to get into it, but if we can extend this to 3 pages, they have what's called a play and stay, or stay and play side of this, that's got all the other events, businesses, attractions, and those kinds of things that may want to advertise along in that publication. They are going to have that play and stay and play, I think they call it, part available. So it's obviously, while it's geared to hotels and motels, it is, I'm sure if you looked in here, you'd find other attractions and things within this that do that. So,
if I could just add, I apologize, I do have to leave, but you have, there is a fire sale budget, you have about $5,000. From my view, the real value for this is the cover and being able to have the website on the cover, because even if somebody, you know, if somebody goes into Jack in the Box or wherever they see this, and they're going to see Morro Bay on the cover, and if there was some way to make a deal with the publication that we at least, you know, have our website and our 800 number and obviously a page referral, I mean, those three elements on the cover, I'm surprised they don't sell the cover, because that's what PhotoAd and Trade Express do. They make a lot of money doing that. But that this may spur that, you know, that for them to do that. But that would be my recommendation, is that I think it would be a value. It's a billboard effect. If it's at 1,000 locations, you know, you're going to, if you're on the cover, I think that's really where the value comes. But I do have to leave.
Well, the other thing we could do, if you want to, we are guaranteed to have this. Morro Bay is going to be on the cover of the next issue. There's no cost to us for that. Maybe we just try to negotiate. Would you at least put something else on there to direct them? Would you allow our agency to design that ad, and then just see what happens? See what kind of traffic we get to the visitor center and to the website, and then work on this for the future as far as the financial contribution.
MorroBay.org, because as our statistics earlier showed, the non-referred web things is maybe that would give a very interesting way of tracking this concept of where do they see MorroBay.org if that's what they're typing in. Now we could say, okay, how many months hence from this ad would we see an upswing in that? We know then eyes glancing over racks caught MorroBay.org and maybe could track that.
One of the things also that they said they would be willing to do, and I didn't mention, but we could do anyway, they will give us our own 800 number. So it would land on the 800 number going to the visitor center, but it would be a separate 800 number. So it's absolutely trackable, because when you get your 800 bill, every number is listed separately. So those things would be, you know, we would know that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that being said, John's gone. Do we want to just, what do you guys think?
Well, as I understand from John, there is actually a budget that you could draw from, right? To do this whole idea?
Yes. We could do it this month. We could do it next month. I mean, these guys seem to be, it's a new to them. They're just trying this out. The publication has been around for 15, 20 years.
So it's not going anywhere.
You don't think the deal will change later on when
it may get better.
What they were saying about selling the front, you know what I'm saying? Maybe now's the time to jump on it.
We can talk about it again next month too, and maybe we can see, have them actually do a month, and let's see what happens with it. You know, I'm not. I mean, basically, all we're getting for the $4,000 is that heading that actually directs people from the cover to Morro Bay itself inside the cover, but Morro Bay's always been inside here anyway. It would just give us more of a formal appearance, which I think is a good idea, and it would also attract other businesses in Morro Bay to get into this thing. But I just know that the distribution is incredible and that it's I think it would be valuable, but so maybe
it makes a lot of sense.
I'm not trying to talk you out of it, but maybe we should forego the actual expenditure. I can make
as I say, if they could, because I'm looking at that picture on the cover, and I don't know where that mountain range is. That could be Lake Tahoe, as far as I know. But if there was something there against the water in a highlighted print that said Lake Tahoe, Mammoth, Reno, that's I think there is. If they'll just do that and get the name or a website, that does it. I think.
I do think that Peter has a good point, though. It sounds to me like they haven't done this before, where they featured a city. So, if you take California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona, there's probably several cities who'd really love to be on the cover. So I can't imagine once they start selling it that there's going to be a lot of opportunity to get on the cover.
I think it's jump on it and take advantage of it, because it's especially if we can track the 800 numbers. And I mean, this wouldn't be a whole lot of lag, I wouldn't think, of finding out if it's going to respond. As soon as it hits the rack, we should have some kind of response.
We're going to be on the cover anyway, as I understand you said.
Yes, but so, I'm not so sure about all the outside pictures. You know, in other words, you look at this, and there's places all over the western United States.
Sure.
As opposed to being exclusive to Morro Bay, with the other pictures in here exclusive to Morro Bay, the whole cover would be devoted to Morro Bay, as opposed to the western United States.
Ed, can you get us some more information, maybe just a little bit more detail of exactly what they could provide to us, and then can you email that out and we could just correspond via email?
Well, yes, I can, but
we
actually have a proposal from them here, you know, about what we would get. So the only thing is to ask them if you want to go back to the negotiating table with it.
What are you going to negotiate for?
Uh-huh.
Lower rate?
Yeah. I don't know. I just work here.
So don't I.
I don't know. Somewhere I'm confused. We're already going to be featured on the front?
Yes. In other words,
when?
If you look at the...
When?
The next issue. If we want.
Okay.
I mean, this could
if
stop that.
If we want?
I guess what I'm saying is that if we went to them and we said, yes, we want to do this, but we can't put it together till the March issue, then we probably wouldn't be on the February issue. It would start in March. They do something else for the cover. If we don't do anything, Morro Bay is going to be on the next issue of this on the cover.
Okay.
But in their terms, they're going to do what they want.
Right.
Just like they've done here, correct?
If we decided to go along with the plan, can we pick the month?
Yes.
That starts making, I think that gives it a lot more value is us picking the month.
And controlling the artwork on the cover.
Yes.
Now that makes more sense.
If it only goes out in March and April, okay, that's not when people are grabbing it to cut the coupons.
What are you saying if it only goes out? You mean if we only buy into the March, April?
Right.
I agree. The only thing I caution you on is not to do, most of these ads are good Sunday through Thursday that are in here, not available on weekends. Some people will say extra whatever for Saturday, Sunday, stay for whatever it is. But so it's primarily most people trying to get midweek business here. So in August, if you chose that, that's probably that's the month with the least amount of coupons redeemed, because we're busier and people don't take the coupons. So you want to get the shoulder seasons, which are April, May, you know, March, April, May, September, October, you know, November.
Right.
Those shoulder seasons are when you really take in the most coupons, and that's why I thought that if we were going to do this, we should do it now so that we can get on, whether we choose April, May, or March and April, whatever we do, that we, you know, we make a decision to do that or not. Speak.
Would you have, would it just be Morro Bay or one of the six that are out here? I mean, I'm still not sure about, like, I mean, there's, it looks like.
I'm telling you what we are able to negotiate is the whole cover, this bottom half of this cover would be all Morro Bay. You wouldn't see Morro Bay, Morro Rock as the center and then Disneyland on the left.
Okay.
It would all be Morro Bay and different parts of Morro Bay.
I think that's, otherwise, I think that's fantastic.
I think I make a motion that we move forward in negotiating to be on the cover of this publication in the month of May, and that we must have a 1-800. Do we have to do 2 months, or can we do one?
I thought that it would be beneficial for us to negotiate if we're going to go beyond. If we're going to spend any money and commit any money, I think we should get as many covers as we can. And they've agreed to give us two consecutive covers, so.
Okay, so April, May, but with the clause that we have to have our 1-800 number on here and we have to have our website.
No, they give us an 800 number.
Well, yeah, but.
And the website.
And the website address. So that's it. Yeah, 2 months with the website and toll-free number.
And I say it's April, May, not February, March.
I like April, May.
I like that, too.
Are you talking about authorizing the funds? Is that what you just did?
Yes.
That gives us time to bring this back and tweak it so everybody knows what's going on. I can even have the ad rep be here. The rep from the magazine, and have him come.
That would be a good
meeting.
Idea, because I'm still confused as to the money that we are spending, from what you said, is not for this cover, but it's for a banner inside.
That would be in addition to, and also, again, the money spent would get us what you don't see on here. This is a generic picture. Mm-hmm. There's no phone numbers, no directions to go anywhere on it. It's just a picture. And what we're talking about is creating a Western United States visitor's guide from Morro Bay by having the cover.
With text and information.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. That's not there now.
Okay.
So, and this would pretty much take care, that eat up most of our fire sale money, so this is it.
Yes.
We could throw the other $1,000 on top of the 50 that the city is going to authorize for us.
Can we get a second? Can we get a second?
I'll second that.
Is the idea then that obviously I would have John negotiate the contract stuff, but is it the committee would like to have their rep be here next month?
Yes. Can we read the back the motion? I want to make sure that I'm getting what.
Okay, I make a motion that we move forward with the spending of $2,000 per month. With the stipulation that that Morro Bay is on the cover in all photo positions with a 1-800 number and our website address.
Conditional on those. I'll second that.
You already did.
Well, I wanted to make sure that the conditional part was in there.
Okay. So could I, we continue this to, can we, t- we'll approve the motion or not, and then we will continue to have this on our agenda for next month, and then we'll invite the ad rep here to talk to us about it. Is that okay? Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Onward and upward. That completes our new business items. I'm wondering whether, for the sake of time and the group of folks that are here, if we could forego the discussion of new ideas, unless someone has something.
That was a new enough going. Idea for me.
That was new enough for you. Is there any declaration of future agenda items? Bob, I know we have a couple, don't we? This one to continue, and you had one that we added. Did you add one with Rick? What did we just decide to bring back for next month? But I would... That I would like to maybe review the minutes and we can get back to it.
You were going to review your pitch to the city council, I believe, next month. Is that?
Well, I guess I'll just update. But it will have already been. Yeah. I would like to agendize the idea of the public art concept and the discussion. Are bird pictures?
And how that works, maybe we could get, we'll get some information from San Luis on how they did their trout.
The website ads.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. I knew it was something. Okay, if we could get a motion to adjourn.
I will motion to adjourn the meeting today.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Thank you very much. See you next month. Stay tuned for the business forum.
Was Greg waiting to make a
presentation? Oh, great. You know what? How we already adjourned, but you're... Sure, say something. I apologize. I wish you'd have thrown a rock at me.
That's okay. As it turned out, I know the time is crunched. Could I ask that an approval, yay or nay, for Getaway Video's proposal be agendized for next month?
Yes.
Okay. And that will give us time to make sure everybody's up to date. I was going to do the review today, but I understand we're not online here anyway, so I will email to get that distributed out.
Okay.
And it gives us another 30 days, right?
Yes. Yep. Thanks, Greg. Thank
you. Sorry, Greg.
So we got that. Did you get that, Bob?
I got four items.
Okay, so you got his?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.